We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
By the Radford Eye Center, Brian Shackman here and Brian and company. We got to go right over to David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C. Wow. I don't know where to start, Dave. First of all, I'll start with a good morning.
Yeah, same to you, and I hope you have good weather for the golf tournament.
Oh, it's phenomenal, and it's going to be really hot on the weekend, so today's the day to go. We have Jan 6. We got the abortion ruling that's been put off, and now I'm even told by some law people that they might withhold the release of it till next week.
Yeah.
We have the gun law that passes, but the gun ruling. We have inflation. I mean, I don't know where you want to start. Where do you want to start?
Okay, let's start with the immediate. Let's see. The House is going to go in about 10 minutes. And they'll start debating this gun law, and they should pass it, I would think, by 1 o'clock or so. And you got to look at this both ways. I mean, give a lot of credit to Chris Murphy, the senator from Connecticut, who's fought for this. And this is the first significant gun legislation, gun safety and regulation legislation, in roughly 30 years. And it will make it tougher for a juvenile with a record to get a gun. It's going to make it easier to do what they call to implement what they call a red flag law. In other words, if somebody appears to be a threat to themselves or others, they can the spouse, the coworker, whoever can seek some kind of order keeping them away. So there is that. I mean, the flip side is no, there's no ban on assault weapons. Even a proposal to raise the age at which you could buy an assault weapon from 18 to 21 didn't go anywhere.
Right.
But it's something, okay? But the problem here is that Supreme Court ruling yesterday,
right,
which makes it is going to make it easier in a lot of states, I presume, including Connecticut, to carry a concealed weapon in public. I mean, there are several states, I think Connecticut's one of them, that make that difficult. And those laws now are going to be subject to challenge, and you got a 6-3 Supreme Court saying that. So the gun debate continues. Is this what's going to happen today? Some big solution, cause for celebration? Yes and no.
Why did Mitch McConnell support it?
I think that's a good question, and we're all asking that. Because I think the old Mitch McConnell, sort of pre-Trump Mitch McConnell, was somebody who wanted to get things done. He was a man of the Senate. And senators, for all their talk and bluster, ultimately come together. You know, we half-joked during all these gun negotiations this month that don't pay any attention to what's going on until 3 days before they're out for their next recess. And sure enough, that's what happened. They came together. That's the old-fashioned Senate. And I think that's McConnell. The other thing is, I think people were telling him, look, somehow the Senate's got to address this. Can't look like they're just idly standing by and, well, conservatives are not going to abandon the party over this. They're not going to suddenly vote Democratic. A lot of people support this, and he had support of 15 Republicans.
Yeah, 65-33. I mean, there's no doubt about it. David Lightman, McClatchy, D.C., joining us here. I'm Brian and company. When, you know, it's hard for me to put forth, you know, any sort of hot take on Jan 6 stuff, because then people will paint me as a this or that. So I'm in a tough position in terms of those things. But when I read or hear, and some have denied it, that's, you know, sitting members of Congress were, you know, trying to get on the pardon list
at
the White House. I mean, that's really that of all the facts. There's so many things that are coming out that are, you know, fascinating. I know everyone wants to see the documentary and all that stuff, but, like, that is pretty stunning to me.
It's very stunning, and it's I'll tell you, we had said at the outset of this, this is no Watergate, because Watergate, it seemed like every day, every week, there was some shocking revelation, and we already know everything. Well, we don't know everything. Yeah. Here we are. And these hearings will resume next month, and who knows what we're going to get. Are we going to get Ginny Thomas on the stand? Are we going to get more from this documentary that we're talking about? I don't know. The one thing that a lot of Republicans are regretting, including President Trump.
Getting on the committee, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I think you and I said in this program, you know, there's no counterpoint. I mean, even during Watergate, you had three Republicans. Now, one of them was Lowell Weicker, who quickly realized that he was not there to defend Richard Nixon.
Right.
But still, there's just no...
Well, it was a tough position for Republicans, right? You mean you can't, Jim Jordan sort of like a non-starter, right? But were there people that were on, you know, that were Republicans who were on sort of Team Trump who weren't on the fringe, on the outer edge of it, right? I mean, they could have put people that were, you know, because you have Liz Cheney, of course, who's, you know, clearly we know where she stands, but maybe there were some that who were not quite as far out there as a Jordan, but yet were still advocates of the president.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, just go down the list. Well, you had the 10 who voted to impeach him, but let's throw them out for the moment. You had, what, 35 who voted to create the committee? Not this committee, but another version of it. So, yeah, I mean, there's plenty of responsible conservatives you could have put on that committee who would have been bulldogs.
Yeah. That's. I mean, it's hindsight, but, you know, it's interesting that that's now the pushback on Mr. McCarthy. Anything new? We got about a minute left. I mean, in terms of, you know, I know the White House is desperate to do something on inflation, but, their tools are very, very limited.
There's very little they can do. President Biden proposed a gas tax, suspending the 18.4 cent a gallon gas tax the other day. That hit with a thud. I mean, that died 5 minutes after he proposed it, even if he did. I mean, the experience of states that have done that, the
Connecticut,
right,
hello.
Yeah. Yeah. Price goes right back up, right? I mean, plus a lot of the cost of gasoline involves oil. And you see how volatile that is. Good news is prices are starting to inch down. I mean, take a look. They are going down. Not substantially, but I don't know. Maybe we've reached the peak. We'll see.
Yeah. We're definitely down a couple of days in a row. And so, I mean, it's off a huge high level. We're still 493 nationally. David, that catcher for Baltimore looks good.
Hey, whole team looks good. If they could just get some pitching, they could reach 500, yeah.
Look forward to talking to you next week. Have a great weekend,
pleasure.
David.
Enjoy that tournament. Okay.
Thank you. Bye. David Lightman, McClatchy, D.C. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto
Parts. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.